The following program contains scenes and language of a frank and explicit nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hi, this is Zach from Major Spoilers and Zach on Film, and you're listening to Geek.io, where you put geek in and get geek out.
The following program is rated R, because it's ridiculously filled with geek content, and most likely contains adult language. In a world where geeks gather in small numbers, record a podcast late at night, this is Geek.io Rants and Reviews with your hosts, CJ and Rachel Boat, along with Jared Azevedo, with producers John Slater and Jared Budlong.
Welcome to Geek.io Rant and Review, Episode 5, recorded Wednesday, the 24th of July, 2013. I am your host, CJ Boats.
And I assume I'm going second, Jared Azevedo, because I can't open the dock. Hi, everybody.
And I'm Rachel Boat, and I'm usually third, so we're going to go with that.
And I'm Jared Budlong, because I'm usually fourth.
I'm Jonathan, crying in the corner, because I had homework for the first, 13 years? Slater? Yeah.
Oh,
we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
And that right there is JD from How It Stacks.
Look at that. Woo! I made a J and then a D. But it's, yeah.
Now make an H and an O and a W.
Oh, wow.
We'll wait. Go ahead.
And Dale may or may not be back at any time during the pre-show. So, this week, thanks to Jared Azevedo and our first of our... I'm not typing!
No, you're not typing, but Dale joined us. Yay!
Dale joined us! Yay! Dale's back! That's Dale Campbell.
Dale?
This week, thanks to Azevedo and our first segment of our Guilty Pleasures series, this is Dirty Work.
Yeah.
Slater, that's where you pay with that.
This should be fun.
For anyone who's ever been wronged.
What are you doing?
I'm through with you.
Look like a fucking alarm on a bad day.
Don't get mad.
Is some jerk making your life miserable?
Call the guys.
Hello? Dirty Work.
We'll help you get even.
Okay, settle down, prostitutes. This requires no sex. Well, you got a dead hooker in the truck. I've never seen so many dead hookers in all my life.
No job is too dirty.
Put away.
Your walk is magical, Harry.
No duty is too low. The critics agree, Dirty Work is crude.
Hey, I think he's got his thumb up that top.
Vulgar.
Shut your cake hole, Yoko!
Raunchy.
You ever had a chick with a beard before?
Tasteless.
Movie line.
He was supposed to keep...
Yeah,
Slater, tell us a little bit about this movie.
Smells like fish.
Oh, the intro is it open.
Got some sort of signal?
You want to
wire? We've got to smell like fishy here.
Show these guys what we do to cows.
Say hello to the devil for me.
Dirty Work.
Ah, you didn't count on my loyal army of prostitutes, did you?
Speaking of a loyal army of prostitutes, now, Slater, tell us a little bit about this movie.
Certainly.
Zing!
We went ahead and watched Dirty Work, a 1998 film. This is suggested by Jared Azevedo for a Guilty Pleasure series that we're doing here on the network. The movie can be seen right now on Redbox Instant Streaming. Quick movie synopsis for you. Mitch and Sam have to come up with $50,000 in fast. The only problem is neither one can hold down a job. Mitch finds a way to find money by exploiting the only talents the two have by opening a revenge-for-hire business, otherwise known as Dirty Work. Oh, it's in the title. The release date was June 12, 1998. Some of the main actors and actresses playing notably. We have Norm Macdonald, who plays Mitch Weaver, most notably for Billy Madison, and playing Death on Family Guy for one episode. There's a long backstory about that one if you want to get into it. Artie Lang plays Sam McKenna, most notably known for Mystery Men as Big Red, Rescue Me as Cousin Mike, Jack Warden, who plays Pops McKenna, played juror number 7 in the Henry Fonda classic 12 Angry Men, which was one of the first movies ever to be shot almost entirely on one set. I also watched that for homework recently. Trailer Howard plays Kathy on Me, Myself, and Irene as Layla. Two Guys and a Girl in a Pizza Place is Sharon Carter. And the one trope that'll never go away is she played Lisa Sherborne on West Wing. Yeah, I don't think that trope's ever going away. And she was also notably on Monk as Natalie Teeger. So Chevy Chase, most everybody knows.
A chick from Monk. Chase.
Exactly. Chevy Chase, he played Dr. Farthing in this. He's notably for playing as Caddyshack, Ty Webb. Memoirs of an Invisible Man as Nick Holloway. And he was also the repairman in Hot Tub Time Machine, as well as Pierce Hawthorne in Community. Some trivia for you. I didn't type this up, but I found actually a lot of this trivia actually pretty interesting to me too, and I'm sure it will be interesting to you as well. This movie came out months after Norm Macdonald was actually fired from Saturday Night Live. When it was out in theaters, no shows on NBC were allowed to advertise it. I'm guessing because of the fact that Saturday Night Live is on NBC. I don't know the difference.
What did he do to piss him off?
That's what I'm wondering. Does anybody happen to know what he got fired for?
He's Norm Macdonald.
Wasn't it for making the O.J. Simpson jokes? Wasn't that what he got him fired? Because
if only we had this magical, mystical machine that we could find that out with.
Yeah, a series of machines.
It's been a while.
We'll come back to that one.
Basically, him and Lauren Michaels had a falling out. Of some sort.
Okay. Well, we'll come back to that later in the show. Sounds like a plan. In the scene where Mitch and Sam are getting berated by Mr. Hamilton, Don Rickles started ad-libbing insults. At one point, Don Rickles started insulting Norm Macdonald and his Mitch Weaver, or not his Mitch Weaver character. So he was actually attacking and insulting Norm Macdonald. This, of course, didn't make it into the film, but the baby gorilla line directed towards Artie Lang was used. As a matter of fact, I have a short clip that I can actually play for that. Here it is, right here.
So there you are, Tubby. Look like a bucket of lard on a bad day. You baby gorilla. Why don't you work a zoo and stop bothering people? Got a call yesterday from Baskin Robbins. They said that they're down to only 5 flavors. You're swelling up as I talk to you.
Yeah, it didn't get into the part with, I didn't cap the part with Mitch, but yeah, it's pretty funny. You have to watch it for yourself.
I love it. They ice the cream.
Huh?
Carry on.
Carry on. Never mind. Carry on. The fitness show that Pops is actually watching with the two chicks, wherever kind of working out, is, 20-minute workout. I didn't know. And now I know. It kind of looked a little familiar, but, I mean, I don't stare at... And anyway...
Yeah, I'm going to say, don't finish that statement because you will lie.
I don't stare at women don't working out. I swear I don't.
I can say it'll be fine, but play on.
Yeah, Howard Stern was originally offered the cameo appearance as Satan, but turned it down, and Adam Sandler ended up playing the role.
Dude, you guys... There...
Who's talking about Satan?
Come with me! You belong with me!
Look. Look.
What you talking about, Satan?
I know.
All right, so... All right, this is just totally back to the point. I was reading, like, the Norm Macdonald Wikipedia page, and it talked about, like, the jokes he made that led to his ultimate termination. There was one where, she posted it in over there. But, yeah, it said that, like, when Michael Jackson passed out and collapsed, he decorated his hospital room with Shirley Temple pictures.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
It was a combination of the whole Michael Jackson, Lisa Marie Presley planning on divorcing thing. His comment of she's more of a stay-at-home type and he's more of a child.
That's right. Michael Jackson, not O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, ultimately it was...
Oh, no, there was O.J. Simpson goodness in there, too.
Ohlmeyer, who pressured the producers to remove him, explaining that Macdonald was, quote, not funny. Apparently it was because of his... It's kind of believed that Don Ohlmeyer's friendship with O.J. Simpson and the comments that Macdonald made about it were...
Yes, that's okay.
the biggest reason for it. And McDonald's been quoted as saying that, quote, he finds the thesis weird and takes Ohlmeyer's explanation at face value. So basically it was they didn't agree, and it was just get the fuck out.
I still think, like, I don't know. I thought his jokes were hysterical. Never mind.
I'm at the other side. I think he's a twit, but that's just
me. See, on Weekend Update, I loved Norm MacDonald, but that's pretty much where my love affair with that jackass ends.
Well, just be honest with us, CJ. Wow.
Jeez. Well, continuing on and rolling along with the punches. Artie Lang's stand-up comedy DVD, It's the Whiskey Talkin'. Artie Lang, I guess, went up to an audience member, or an audience member asked Artie Lang to sign his copy of his DVD of the film. He does so and then gives the fan $10, saying, hey, you don't see Ben Affleck doing this for Geely. Lang then mentions that the review in his hometown paper, the Star Ledger, said that he had, quote, had all the charm of a date rapist, to which Norm MacDonald replied in a sincere attempt to cheer him up. That's a lot better than saying you look like a regular rapist. I agree.
Wow.
So that is a lot better than saying you look like a regular rapist. according to Chevy Chase, he was impressed by the original script's raunchy, R-rated, over-the-top tone, particularly filmed, but ultimately cut gag involved Norm MacDonald and Lang delivering donuts that had been photographed around their genitals. What? Really? And went so far as to tell MacDonald and Lang to not allow any changes. However, the studio insisted on a PG-13 rating, I don't know why, and rescheduled the film's release from February to June, where it fared poorly against blockbusters like Godzilla. That's one for how it stacks. I don't think Godzilla holds up. I don't think so. Unfortunately, no alternate scenes had been shot, and the dialogue could only be changed with the actors re-recording their lines. And this may explain why some of the dialogue is dubbed in certain scenes. I don't know dubbing, to tell you the truth.
Oh, it is dubbed in some places. There's one time when they sound like they're talking back here.
What was that, CJ? I couldn't quite understand.
I can really hear you.
Exactly. That was my point.
It was almost like they were talking into the microphone like this.
Nice.
Yeah, using proximity to my... well,
pretty much.
And yes. All right, let's carry on.
All right, carrying on. Some well-known quotes. We got Rachel here. We got Campbell here. I'll do Sam. Dale can be Mitch, and Rachel can be Kathy. Oh, never mind.
Rachel doesn't have the dot.
Yeah. Wait, I can be Rachel. I can be Rachel. Hold on. I can be Rachel.
Oh, we'll let Budlong be Rachel.
Budlong will be Rachel. Okay.
That's always funnier anyway.
Budlong will be Kathy. There we go.
Although
you guys are brothers?
No. I do kind of like Dale's Rachel better. We need to have Dale's Rachel better.
Okay, so I'll be Sam? Or am I Mitch?
Yeah, that'll work. I'll be Mitch.
All right.
I get to be Jimmy. Can I be Jimmy?
You guys are brothers?
Well, it's a long story.
My dad boned his mom.
Okay, it's a short story.
All right, that was fun.
That was actually pretty good. That was pretty fun.
And that's the Geek.io Playhouse. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
That's how we do this. All right.
It was super gay, Dale.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? That's like 24/7.
And then Mitch saying, quote unquote, "Oh my God, it's a picture of you and my mom." And you're having sex. Note to self, making love to blow-up doll is not as good as advertised.
And there's Jimmy, the Saigon whore that bit my nose off!
Yeah.
No, she's in the back room.
Hey-o.
Aw, Chris Farley.
Yeah, well, things could be worse, you know. I could have got my nose bit off by a Saigon whore.
You bastard!
Bastard!
miss that dude so much.
Oh, I miss Chris Farley. You're the best.
Okay. So, this
round table. So, how many of us before tonight then have actually seen this, and like how many times have you actually seen it?
None. No.
I've seen it like four
never.
Or five times.
Never seen this before.
I've seen this three times.
I own it and have seen it several.
I liked it.
Okay, I have a more you know, because this is how busy and sick I've been. Okay. I had to watch it at 8 o'clock this morning.
I literally finished this right before I left work today.
I would have much rather have watched this than what we're watching for How It Stacks. Trust me.
I'm a horrible person. I didn't watch it, but I have multiple excuses this week.
Jada, did you want to tease that a little bit more? Or
Later.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
But it is How It Stacks, which releases every Tuesday.
Every other Tuesday. Every other Tuesday.
Anyway, heck, hi everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Anyway, have we explained the Guilty Pleasure series concept?
Well, first of all, I want to thank Azevedo for doing this while he's on vacation.
Yeah.
Like, but dude, you're going to take today off, but like a boss, you're here.
Like a boss.
Wait a minute. He's the boss or you're the boss?
Like a boss.
Boss. Well, is he like a boss like you're a boss, or is he like a boss is generally like a boss?
JD, I'm now drunk just from that sentence. I want you to know.
Hold on, I got this. All right, so... we mentioned this a couple of times about this being called a Guilty Pleasure series. Each of us has in the document that we feed off of our list for this show... has a guilty pleasure, a movie or show that we are very content with, but may not exactly like admitting this to. An example of this would have been Beast Wars before.
There's nothing wrong with
Beast Wars.
Beast Wars.
Beast Wars was kind of the preliminary of this. And then now we have Azevedo's guilty pleasure, dirty ball work.
Dirty balls.
I want to point out that I would have loved this to have been the top,
exciting things happening
R-rated,
in Toontown.
Raunchy
Let's
as
go
hell.
To the news.
But I would have loved that. And I think I would have enjoyed this movie a ton more if it had been.
Was that it? Needs gratuitous rape scenes? Yeah,
yes. Exactly. Actually,
graphic
yes.
Graphic rape scenes. Get it right.
Graphic rape scenes, yes.
Mm.
But it
I've
it
heard it both ways.
Like, this is what she said.
really? I hadn't. Never mind.
Anyway.
Maybe an adult.
What?
I'm an adult. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Dale, save me! Dale,
Steady
ball.
Steady way. Work backwards. So, graphic rape scenes, dirty balls. Oh, wait. We're talking about dirty work. Play on.
This is your movie. What would you have thought if they would have given this the R treatment?
I don't think he'd have been allowed to watch it as a kid.
Yeah, I would have been allowed to watch it. I would have never seen it, and I wouldn't have the love for it that I do. I don't think I would enjoy it as much. I might. I don't know. I'd have to.
Just judging from the one scene that Chevy Chase was like, you have to have this scene, which is donuts around penises. I'm going to say no.
Based on that, I would say no.
Is he the most popular man in the nudist colony with those donuts?
Say that again.
Well, I would say that Norm Macdonald is probably one of the world's biggest dicks, but I don't know in that shape or form.
Hey-o.
Wow.
Hey.
Wow.
As you could tell, I have a lot of contempt for Norm Macdonald.
Yeah, you definitely don't like Norm Macdonald.
I'm not catching that. Have you really expressed those feelings?
Every time he was on camera, it was like, give me my fucking money and let me go home. It's what it felt like every time he was on camera.
I think he's not a good actor, is his problem.
Slater, if you would read that for me.
He delivers one-liners, and he was great on Weekend Update, but...
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, look. Most popular male in the nudist colony can hold one dozen donuts in two cups of coffee.
Whoa. Without his hands.
Now there's there a bed breakfast I want to enjoy.
Oh my!
Oh my!
And this just got really weird, really fast.
I've already marked it. I've already marked it. It's ready to be exported. You're good.
Okay. Awesome.
To quote us later.
Send it to me when we're done.
As a Clint, talk among yourselves.
Oh my God!
Wow!
I just almost died.
Wow.
That was awesome.
However, the most popular woman, the last donut.
Rachel. I want the last donut, damn it.
You just know they're all cream filled, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my.
Alright, re-rail.
Alright, yes, re-railing time. So...
Are you sure we should re-rail, or should we...
I've beaten it six, seven times, and I'll beat it again. I'll beat it again and again and again.
Okay, settle down, prostitutes.
Exactly. Settle down, my loyal army of prostitutes. Settle down.
No!
All right, everybody with a soundboard other than myself, because I'm actually trying not to die. we'll discuss like the actors and stuff in this really quick. I loved Chris Farley in this movie. It was him amped up to 11, just used just enough to not be obnoxious.
Wake up, slut!
Yes. Like, I can say one of the few times that I cracked a smile during this movie was pretty much any time Chris Farley was on screen.
I don't know, dude. This, I didn't watch it for the show, but I did watch it a lot, you know, coming up, and I really think, I did enjoy it. I thought the humor behind it was ahead of its time. I think if it were to come out today, it would be looked at in a different light than it was looking back on it.
I disagree with you. In a world post grown-ups, I think you actually have to do... If this movie would have came out in, say, 2001, 2002, around the time of, say, A Little Nicky, then I think this would have been perfectly timed. So, yes, I kind of agree with you that this movie would be easily comparable to... the 90s Adam Sandler movies, you know, Waterboy Happy Gilmore and, you know, them. And obviously it's that entire 90s Saturday Night Live crew. And compared to those movies, this movie blows chihuahuas.
It's a very much a different style of humor than like Adam Sandler. Like Adam Sandler movies were physical based comedy sequences after another.
Right.
And then this was very much the Family Guy esque, really just dirty, nasty comedy, you know? Like if it's offensive, it's going for it. Like it's almost in my opinion, like very much a precursor to what South Park goes on to become.
Exactly. I think it feels like to me is it's a Will Ferrell movie trying to be an Adam Sandler movie.
And there's my point.
Starring Norm MacDonald.
I dislike Will Ferrell movies for the most part. So you're exactly.
A bunch of little vignettes strung together with really weak. Which is what most Will Ferrell movies are based.
That's exactly it. You are not wrong.
I have no idea what he said.
I even posed a question to everybody in here because I was going to ask if we were going to Tito the Guilty Pleasures movies because they are a personal thing. And everybody said yes, so we're going to Tito.
Yeah, you're not going to hurt my feelings if you hate this movie. I kind of expect the end of this movie. It's why it's a guilty pleasure for me that I don't always like admitting that I like it as much as
Fair
I do.
Enough.
I wish I had your like conservative like don't look at me I like this movie like because like there are terrible movies movies out there that I love.
Exactly. Well, you have your own show for that, Jaden. Okay.
I'm just saying, like, Frighteners is one of my like guilty pleasures. I love that movie, and I will like.
To say that you love it, but you call it a guilty pleasure because it's one of those kind of movies that is kind of like, well, who here has watched this? And you raise your hand, you know, gloriously. Who here likes this? You kind of go,
and nobody.
Dude, whatever. I will go to Frighteners Anonymous and send you a coffee cup.
But you know, it's like, what were we talking about the other day with your mom, Rachel?
I'm just curious how Frighteners and Rachel's mom gets thrown in the same mix.
Oh no, trust me.
Oh no, if you knew my mother, you'd understand completely.
Yeah, I think we're getting off the rails again.
Alright.
Raul says, per our conversation about donuts, stay away from the chocolate filled donuts.
Yeah.
Oh. They got a bit
missing. You mean the donut holes?
Sorry. Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes, we do.
That's kind of disgusting.
But, what the hell movie was it that we were talking about that I said is ultimate guilty pleasure movies?
The one that I just
talked
about?
Now. God damn it.
I have no idea.
No, I don't even know what the hell that movie that is. Is that like the Goosebumps adult movie or something?
Isn't that Sean Connery movie with the penis is evil? Is that the one that's your guilty pleasure?
The penis is evil. Exactly.
What?
I'm not even sure what you guys are referring to. I'm really confused now.
What is the name of that movie?
You're thinking of Zardoz.
Zardoz, thank you.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, I don't know where else to go with this.
All right. So, why is this a guilty pleasure for you? Like, how is this your guilty pleasure? Explain. Defend your position.
I will defend my position. I mean, I feel bad for liking this movie because the internet and the world as a whole tells me that this is a terrible movie, and I do understand that it is a terrible movie. It is incredibly poorly executed as a movie, but it touches some deep part of me. Some 13-year-old boy that lives back in my psyche that just thinks this is the funniest thing ever.
I think it's
okay. Why are we going back to every time?
Wow. So after having read the Norm MacDonald bio on Wikipedia, I'm not liking where this direction is going.
I think Jared's secretly like the biggest hater and vindictive dude in the group right now.
Weird. Why am I vindictive?
I don't know. I think it's hysterical you get your rocks off on dirty work.
I didn't
I didn't say that. I just said it makes me laugh. It taps into some inner part of me that, you know.
You face it.
I get that.
You wish you had an army of prostitutes.
And dead hookers and trunks is
yeah. Funny.
I mean, you kind of nailed it with saying that this is a precursor to the South Park kind of humor, because the inner 13-year-old is pretty much what South Park is fueled on. And Will Ferrell movies are fueled on, you know, that inner 13-year-old is what fuels all of these.
Like, I shouldn't think this is funny because I'm an adult, but this is funny.
You just get blasted back to that teenage.
I peed off the roof on that guy.
Hookers in the trunk.
You guys are totally making me feel that I am a little kid who has, even though I'm 30 years old, I should not find this funny, but regardless, I still do. Find it hysterical.
That's okay. And you have a podcast all about that, JD.
That's what your entire podcast is based on.
I'm not even plugging the show. I'm just saying that, you know, that style of humor for me as a human being is just hysterical. Like, is the vulgar the better? I don't know why, but it is.
Yeah, but see, that is counter.
Sam, are you pissing off the side of the building?
Sort of.
Clips after the break.
Sort of. How do you sort of pee off a building?
That's for me, and like Jackass, I can't stand Jackass. But
oh my god, Jackass is great.
South Park never really does anything for me. It's kind of hit and miss. I don't really like South Park that much. And then you can't hear me still. All I see is
no. You're cutting in and out.
It's in and out. Go ahead.
Oh well. And now I've lost my train of thought.
He's in the middle of the Gulf, so we understand.
I love him. That's all I'm trying to say. For some reason, this one taps into that because others don't.
Yeah, so like this is the movie out of that style of humor that actually works for you, as the other stuff doesn't.
For the most part, yeah. I mean, I'll enjoy that other stuff sometimes. For the most part, it doesn't really appeal to me.
And that's fair enough. Just like sometimes you'll get to a movie that, regardless of the sum of its parts, just hits that note. And there are some movies that should hit that note that just completely don't. Like everything should line up to like it, but yet it somehow doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing as the major, like, I don't really enjoy a lot of the Oscar-winning movies that come out. I just don't. I don't know if they're too artsy farts. I don't enjoy them, right? But there's a lot of people out there who think they're the best film on the planet. I guess this is, you know, one of those styles of film where it's very dividing of its fan base. Either it hits you in the right way, or it CJs you and you just don't like it at all.
It rubs you right, or it rubs you wrong.
There you go.
Yeah.
I
want
that in SoundCloud.
CJ, do me a favor. Never do that ever again.
Again.
Oh, see, I thought that was Rachel. Wow.
I thought it was too.
That was my impersonation of Dale doing his impersonation of Rachel.
It was horrible.
Doing her impersonation of Christina Aguilera.
Yes, exactly.
Doing Christina Aguilera's impersonation of a singer. I got it.
What happened to Christina Aguilera? I'm so confused.
I don't know.
Did nobody else hear somebody impersonating the song, the genie in a bottle?
And how we got there is a mystery.
I don't know.
Appreciate you keeping up with current events, Jared.
Dale said he was confused, and I was making sure he heard that part. Why does everybody pick on me? I don't understand.
Good job, Bulldog. Good job.
It's a mysterious journey, and we should not stop believing. Anyway,
it's a never-ending story.
Believing.
Don't just hold on to the thing.
Hold on to that feeling. Don't. Anyway.
Where were we?
Okay, well, since we're going to re-rail, all right, let's try and think of something else. Another movie that shouldn't... let's go to the opposite swing of things. Movies that should be in your wheelhouse, but fail at that.
Well, I've got an obvious one, but I won't say it.
No, go for it. I asked the question.
No,
answer
I'll
the
type
question.
It in the chat.
Answer the question.
I want to do this live on the air? I probably don't.
Yes!
Well, probably for just... I just don't like it. It's Brokeback Mountain for me. It should be my type of movie, but it's
so great.
Just doesn't rob me the right way. Even though it's good.
So
I don't like
that movie. You the wrong way?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I didn't warn you. I warned all of you.
Nothing about it.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
Oh, right. Man.
Have you tried JD, left, right, instead of up and down?
Oh, okay.
Yes. I've tried all the ways.
Here's a good one for me, right? Batman, The Dark Knight Rises. I'm a huge comic nerd. I'm so glad that the nerds are ruling the movies right now, but I fucking hated that movie, right? With a passion, so much so where I got to the point where I could convince other people not to like it. You know what I mean? But here's the thing. Everything that people hated about it, I liked, and everything that people loved about it, I hated. And to this day, I think it's one of the worst ends to a trilogy. I mean, it's just terrible, and everybody's like, man, that's a great way to end the series. And I'm like, are you fucking retarded? It's terrible. It's an awful film. You know, but I think I should like it, but I do not like that movie.
Okay. Rachel.
That's fair. That is the worst question to ask me. You could answer it better than I could.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
All right, Rachel's cheaping out. Slater, go.
So the question is, what's in my wheelhouse as far as what media,
no,
movies?
No, what should you like? Like, everything that you like is in a movie, but yet somehow it has fallen flat and you despise it.
Things I don't like, or things that are in a movie that I don't like that should be better.
Okay.
Somebody know him. Let's start over. All right, Slater, a movie that... All in all, the description, the people in it, everybody, everything points to, I should like this movie, but then you end up not liking it. Name a movie. For me, I don't watch that many movies anymore, so I'm trying to think of one that has done that. And
go back to our rent and review list.
Well, man, I can't think of one that
have to.
Goes
then
that
look,
way.
Okay, I didn't.
Yeah, go ahead.
I didn't like Mormons in a Time Box because I was trying to understand in a step exactly what the options were.
I loved Mormons
and
in a Time
times,
Box.
And as many times as I watched the movie, I'm like, I don't get it. And then towards the end of the movie, I was falling asleep. And then for our rant and review, I pushed all the way through, I watched it, I still didn't understand it, and then finally Rachel came back with another website and it goes, dude, it's a movie about time travel. And I'm like, how the hell was I supposed to get that? At the very beginning of the movie, they don't establish that. You need to actually get people hooked into the movie as far as, hey, this is a ride and an adventure that we're going to go down to as far as a pipeline, and this is exactly what we're trying to establish for our audience and our viewers in order to get them hooked in. You know, bring something there, and they didn't do it with Mormons in a Time Box. I don't know the name of the movie, but I'm just going to call it Mormons in a Time Box.
Mormons in a Time Box.
That would be prime.
All right, Vito, go.
Stop it!
Jesus Christ!
You put that Final Fantasy crap away.
It's not.
It's
Zelda.
Zelda.
No, oh, I was just kidding. Sorry.
Right. It's Navi.
Hey, listen!
Send your email to feedback at geekdash.com.
Yeah, hate on me.
Just
that's
for
fine.
That one, Bloodlong's freaking muted.
Sorry, we kept talking about all these things that I should like, and I really like video games. The only thing I can think of is Final Fantasy VII. Sorry.
That's fair enough.
That's fair.
I'm just trying to think of a movie. I'm working on it.
Side note, to buy that Final Fantasy VI game that everybody loves so much, a Game Boy Advance copy of it, it's still $20 anywhere
yep,
you look.
Because it's rich. That's the reason why.
That is awesomely badass. Continue.
As a Vito.
But as far as, I guess, I can't think of any anything that really is a good example. But in recent times, Drummer would be my example.
It's
like watching the first 5 minutes of that movie, I was like, this is going to be awesome. It's got all the elements of something that's going to be fun and unique and creative and fun. And then it just sucked the rest
what
of the
movie. What movie is this?
Rubber.
Rubber.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What is Rubber?
All right.
Okay, go watch it.
Yeah. Go watch listen it. To one of go our ahead. Previous rant review. You know, we have this amazing network that has this awesome show on it that does ranting about and reviewing about certain movies, and that may or may not have just been on it. Guy on this network.
Yeah. On this show right now. Anyway.
That may have been episode 3 of Rant Review.
It was.
Episode 5.
Jackass.
I love you. I love all of you.
It might be number 2. I can't remember.
Yeah, it was number 3.
Oh, here. I tell you what. I've got one. It is actually Red Dwarf, the new stuff that came out most recently. It has all the same
fair
actors.
Enough.
It's supposed to be just as good.
Oh,
and
TV stuff.
Well, it's close enough. It was like a mini series, close enough to a mini TV show thing, or a mini movie. So that's probably my closest thing that I can think of.
Okay, and I actually sat and watched this, and you guys are going to hate me, and I know it. I finally sat and watched this last week, and there's a reason why I didn't talk about this on the show. Firefly/Serenity is mine.
Wow.
I love all of the actors in there. All of the actors are amazing. Like, the entire show premise should, like, give me a boner just walking into it. But, like, I said, speaking of boners, Adam Jones from the Star Trek podcast just joined us.
I'm pretty sure the speaking of boners will be my selection for the name of the show.
Adam, you're probably muted by default, just for reference.
You're muted, dude. Okay, but I sat and watched it, and I watched the movie Serenity. And just like it all just like I'm like I didn't enjoy any of it. I don't know why. There's no reason. All right, Rachel finally got hers.
Do you hate freedom, CJ?
He probably does.
He hates freedom.
It's kind of like Azevedo with his love of the French. Okay, I can actually say. Stargate Atlantis, since we pulled out the whole series. Love Stargate the movie, love Stargate SG-1, Stargate Atlantis.
I agree with you there. Stargate Atlantis just fell off.
It sucked.
Yeah, it did.
I loved it the Doctor. That was me. He cracked me up every time he ate. I don't remember his name, but he.
I mean,
there
was certain. There was a couple very minor aspects of it that I liked, but it just fell flat with all the hype that was around it, and knowing where Stargate and SG-1 had gone, and how they had built everything up, and it was like, oh, this is going to be awesome. What the fuck am I watching?
Did you ever watch Stargate Universe by any chance?
I want to chime in on that real quick. And the only reason being is because there's so many sci-fi shows out there that people just go apeshit over. And I sit and I watch 2 or 3 episodes, and I literally can't get into them. Like Farscape, the Stargate shows. I can't. I can't do it. You know, but Serenity, you know, the Sarah Connor Chronicles, all the Star Treks. I mean, I'm fucking all about those, you know, Blood and Chrome, Battlestar, but there's just some shows like that I could, like, I should love them because I'm that much of a fucking nerd, but I hate those shows. I don't know why. Just can't get into it. My balls don't count.
Jesus, what? Clippings, yes. That.
We are, thank you for saying that out loud. I'm so glad. We're still having the ongoing argument of X-Men versus Avengers in the chat. But, Adam, we are talking about...
Whoa, what is this?
Shut your mouth. Adam, we're discussing movies or shows that you should love. Everything, like all the dominoes are lined up. But
I fucking called it, dude. She can't absorb his powers. I told you that shit. I'm sorry. Bye.
He made it up.
He made that up, dude.
Dude, that makes sense, though.
Dude, shut up.
Shush. No, it doesn't.
Shush.
Yes, it does.
Argue via chat. Argue via chat.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Hello.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, everybody.
No. You're really low.
Wrong mic.
Really low.
Oh, it sounds like you're talking to your mic from the other side of the room.
Like, sorry, I actually was talking into a microphone on the other side of the room. I'm so used to being the quote-unquote talent, and I don't have my quote-unquote producer here, and I'm an idiot, and I turned up the wrong mic. So I was actually talking to the one over there instead of mine.
Nice.
There you go.
So,
I called it.
Shows and movies and stuff that I should like but don't like. The big one right now, Doctor Who. Nobody can seem to get me into it. I see some of your tiny faces down there getting angry at me, and I don't know why.
I love you.
I'm not sure why I haven't been able to get into it, but so far I just haven't. I'm one of those people that's like the anti-hipster. Like, I only dislike things because so many people do like them. I like to be mad all the time. So I'm like, so many people like that. I will never watch that ever. And that's just my thing. And I don't know why. And I've always been like that. So I'll have to brainstorm for a minute and see if there's any other ones I can think of. But that is definitely one that I know if I watched it, I would like totally cave. And I think I would like it. But I just can't seem to get myself to do it.
I actually did that with Lost for a really long time. One of my friends offered to give me a TV and buy the discs for me. And it was like, you will love this show. And I was like, no, I refuse to watch that freaking show. And eventually I did. And she never bought me a TV. So.
That's crap.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should have held out.
I know.
I was that way with like 24 and Lost, I think. I thought the concept of 24 was the dumbest shit in the world, and then I watched it, and I was like, oh my god.
What's weird is that I'll watch and stuff, I will intentionally watch things that are bad, though. I've seen both Human Centipede movies and had absolutely no problem doing that, but I won't watch. I still haven't seen, like, that's another one. I haven't seen Titanic. I understand, made a ton of money, lots of teenage girls like it, but it was just... I haven't been able to bring myself to do that. So for
I'm just
going to
say,
Titanic,
teenage boys like Titanic, too. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Well, that was just an example. Because at the time when it came out, I was obviously much younger than I am now. But, you know, I just knew a lot of, you know, I was in middle school, so a lot of girls were around that liked it. But I haven't been able to ever like sit down and just be like, I'm going to watch this, but both Human Centipede movies. So, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Priorities.
Exactly.
Speaking of Human Centipedes, we should probably go ahead and do some ads really quick.
I think about speaking of priorities.
That too. Let's pay some bills, and on the other side of the break, we'll talk more with Adam, and also get our
intermission
time. Ratings. Stay tuned.
Time for that stretch you've been wanting, and best of all, time to take your pick from that scrumptious array of tasty treats waiting for you at the snack bar.
Like the legend of the Phoenix. All ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning. If we come too far to give up who you are, so let's raise the bar and our cups to the stars. She's up all night till the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good luck. I'm up all night to get lucky. We're up all night till the sun. We're up all night to get some. We're up all night for good luck. We're up all night to get lucky. 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 We're up all night to get lucky.
This requires no sex. No sex at all.
This episode of Geek.io is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Seven styles and seven amazing colors designed for talk and music. Whether you prefer your headphones mic'd or non-mic'd, these bad boys come with an amazing lifetime warranty. Yeah, no kidding. Can you say that about your headphones?
No.
This company stands behind its product, and you should too. We use them here on Geek.io, and we love the out of these. Check them out at tweakedaudio.com and use the offer code GEEK to save 1/3 off your order and get free shipping. Again, use the offer code GEEK at checkout. Thanks for your support.
How it stacks. My name is Willis, and this is my good friend and co-host,
Jay Dizzle.
About a year ago, I came up with this idea of writing a podcast about pop culture, the way things are cool when we were kids, and how it does or does not stack up as an adult. TV shows, movies, toys, places.
Just doesn't live up anymore.
Yeah, it's like... You got to stop laughing at me. Classic Arnold movies, and then spend like a couple of days just watching like the crappy kid stuff he did.
Oh, hell yeah.
Check out the show today at geek-io.com/howitstacks and on Twitter at howitstacks.
And we're back.
We're back.
What?
Welcome back.
So Adam.
Yes?
I'm hearing myself. This is weird. Why am I hearing myself?
Okay.
Did it.
Wait, I have an idea. Does somebody know that Phil Collins song?
What?
I think I got that.
Test. I can still hear myself, but whatever.
Whatever.
We'll play off. All right. Adam, have you seen the movie Dirty Work?
I am familiar with the movie. Yes.
What did you without getting to like a direct grading of it? What did you think of the movie?
I like Norm MacDonald, so that was enough for me.
All right, Adam's being booted right now. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, Norm MacDonald.
No. Hey,
you missed that whole bit.
Norm MacDonald just always seems like, I've come here, give me my money, and leave me the f*** alone.
That's what I like about him so much. I want to be like that.
But you're not an actor at that point. You're just being a jackass.
Well,
exactly. That's the point.
And there's a whole series of movies labeled just that.
But he's not that good at being a jackass. He's not Dennis Leary level of jackass. He's just a boring wannabe Dennis Leary.
So he's a wannabe jackass. Right. Fair enough.
Fight.
No. Do it.
All right.
Adam's got to be right back. I made Adam cry.
That's horrible.
Sorry, Adam.
All right, so...
All right, where'd I go from here?
So what I basically wanted to throw out there is, taking a little bit of fantasy from realism, was anybody kind of looking at this movie, whatever is kind of trying to be developed as, hey, you know, this actually could very well happen in the sense of a possible real business, but in understanding and knowing that, hey, I don't think it's absolutely possible to have a revenge for hire business. Like, there is
way
too
many...
wrong that could possibly land you in jail or pound them in the ass prison.
I would just say this: if there's like hookers that exist in this world, I'm pretty sure there's people that you can pay to get other people back. You know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's true. I'm pretty sure this does exist.
I mean, because if you think about it, right,
organized crime sort of fashion,
right? We have hitmen,
organized
and
crime,
hookers and blow.
Yeah, but organized crime usually has the definition in bad history track record of, like, killing people. I'm not talking about killing people. I'm just talking about, like, getting back on somebody who's wronged you.
So we're not talking about killing people, but we're talking about throwing dynamites in their toilets.
Those are cherry bombs.
M80s are harmless. I mean, come on.
Exactly.
It wasn't dynamite, it was cherry bombs. You're right, Dale.
TNT. Dynamite. Sorry.
No, that's the wrong AC/DC song.
Yeah, this is Dirty Deeds that are done dirt cheap.
Oh, I thought it was Dirty Deeds done with sheep.
Oh,
done with sheep?
Oh my god. That's worst lyric mess up ever. Wow.
Just hang on while I kiss this guy.
Oh, whoa.
Can you take me higher?
All night long.
Like Nickelback.
Wow.
JD,
you're going to get punched in the face again. Just saying. Dale muted you. Right.
Let's go ahead and play some. Now you can play your clips of the movie, Slater.
Oh, boy. I got a lot. So this is going to be really
play
fun.
Play your prostitutes. I mean, prostitutes.
Yeah, I get to it. So here it is.
That was
looks
awesome.
Like there's gonna be a brawl. You playing something good?
Hell yeah! Rolling Stones, Street Fighting Man, G Stones.
You just hit G 8.
If you like pina,
if I pina colada.
I don't know any other epic bar fight that actually has that going on. I don't know any other movie that has a screw up like that in a bar fight.
Right,
if anybody
say,
happens to know a movie like that, let me know.
Does that say bad about me that I started singing along to that song?
No, I did the same
I'll admit,
thing.
I kind of was too.
That's fine. Well, Shaun of the Dead had a pretty good bar fight with the wrong song.
Yeah, Queen song.
Don't
I forgot what Queen
stop
song
me
was,
now.
And they're fighting zombies.
Yes.
Kill the Queen! What? Jukebox, man.
Anyway.
So I have this clip. It's called Bet on Death.
Let me ask you, are you a betting man?
I don't know, sure.
Well, if someone were taking bets on your father's bout with death, I'd bet everything I own on death. It's a good bet. The odds are he'll probably die.
See, overdubbed. That overdub is overdub. Hell right
oh, that
there.
Was overdubbed?
Dude, it's a good bet. That is so overdubbed. Play that clip again. Play that again.
Okay, let me play it again.
Let me ask you, are you a betting man?
I don't know, sure.
Well, if someone were taking bets on your father's bout with death, I'd bet everything I own on death. It's a good bet. The odds are he'll probably die.
Dude, I
will say that in this movie he has one of the greatest little parts for me that makes me just love Chevy Chase, and it's where he's like, he's in all this debt because he bet against Rocky in one of the Rocky movies. It's one of his character angles, and I thought that was just fucking amazing.
You bet on the fight in Rocky 3, and you bet against Rocky.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite parts.
No, it awesome. Doesn't make sense to me that the bookie shoots you in the knee and you still win money. That just doesn't seem fair.
Yeah. It's not fair at all.
So I called
and
this
they shot
one,
him anyway, so he's dead.
I called this one better if you brought me a whore. Ah, yeah, part with Pops.
Pops ain't no. Hey, pretty good, Sam, pretty good. But it'd be going a lot better if you brought me a whore.
It's true. I'm just saying. And this part
the
was the third
you
know. Movie. This part was called Breakup.
Uncle Aldo called. He told me he fired you. That's your 14th job in the past 3 months. I can't take it anymore.
Hey, honey, I understand you're upset. Hey, maybe you'd feel better after we have some dirty sex.
Forget it! I'm through wasting my life with you. Goodbye!
Now, because of that clip, I have something for my permanent soundboard for the Geek.io show, and it's called Dirty Sex.
Maybe you'd feel better after we have some dirty sex.
Yeah, that's why now it's on the board. And I think this one, too, is also going to be my permanent Geek.io show soundboard. I call this one Creeps the Hell Out of Me.
Creepy, you know, it creeps the hell out of me, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, we have some very creepy guests that come on the show and creepy articles. And, yeah, you just have to listen to the show.
Yeah, I mean, we have one on right now. Where's JD?
You're welcome. Oh, wait. I'm Hulk's massive penis.
Wait. So we're calling JD the creepy one, but Adam's the one who muted his mic and video to do unknown things. So
after talking about Norm McDonald.
He's working on keeping his championship title.
Being a jackal champion of the world takes a lot. Takes a lot of effort.
Would you prefer somebody who mutes the mic without the cam on?
That's just creepy because your picture's all emo-esque, like looking off to the left.
Oh my! I called this one. Let's see if your dirty work business proposal.
Sam, tonight we make a lot of cash. We're doing something that comes natural to us, you know? Revenge. I'm telling you, we should open a revenge-for-hire business.
I never heard of a revenge-for-hire business.
Exactly. Yeah, you'd be the first. With every genius business idea, there's got to be a first. Like the guy who first thought of delivering pizza to people's houses. Or the guy who invented crack.
Who's going to hire us?
Oh, Sam, I have a feeling that people are going to pay us a lot of money to do their dirty work.
He said the name of the title. I want to strangle Artie Lane whenever he's talking. Just, I want to kill him on the face.
Kill him on the face.
Oh my gosh, dude! I was watching a Steven Seagal movie last night, and one of the lines in it, I kid you not, he stabs this dude in the throat, and he goes, "That's for killing my wife. Now fuck you and die," is literally the line.
Wow.
Like, stabs a dude in the neck, "That's for killing my wife. Now fuck you and die," and then walks away like a badass. I thought it was the greatest thing I'd ever heard.
Nice power walk.
Sure, it didn't sound like this.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, you're cool, and fuck you, I'm out.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's basically what I did on How It Stacks a couple weeks ago, guys.
You did, actually. It was glorious.
That was awesome, by the way.
I pointed at JD, I pointed at Willis, pointed at Bud Long, you're cool, pointed at Final Fantasy VII.
And I'm out.
I'm out.
And I'm out. Let's see here. I call this next clip 8-year-old. Ah, this is a good one. Everybody should remember this one. I thought it was the greatest.
Hey, look, everybody! Crossing guard's grabbing 8-year-old's ass over here!
Yeah.
Look, everybody! Look, crossing guard's grabbing 8-year-old's ass over here!
Yes, that was amazing.
Got my 8-year-old ass! Let's see here. You gotta
find the amusement somehow when you're tending the lollipop. Play on.
Okay, play on.
Hey, Mitch, you want to come over here?
I'm not falling for that one again.
No, I think I'm having a heart attack.
Not going to work.
I mean, yeah, might have been possibly a fart joke, but hey, probably should have listened to him. I'm just
saying. Really.
See here, his real father is the next clip.
I think I better tell you this now.
Tell me what?
Mitch, I'm your father.
Look, you must be delirious or something because you're not my father. I don't know who my father is, but it's not you.
Mitch, take a look at the picture in this locket.
Holy Lord! That's a picture of you and my mom, and you're having sex! God, why would you show me that?
I'm sorry, son. It's just that I figured you'd never believe me unless I showed you that picture. I loved your mother as a friend, but it wasn't true love. We both knew that. Besides, back then, they didn't have these fancy birth control methods, like pulling out.
Oh, God. Stop saying dirty stuff for a second, would you?
And because of that clip, I now have a permanent saying now for the Geek IO Show soundboard, which is this.
Stop saying dirty stuff for a second, would you?
Yeah.
And then I will say no.
Oh, come on. Let's see. The next one is one that's definitely going to the soundboards as well, and it's something that CJ holds very true and true to his heart. So.
Aha! You didn't count my loyal army of prostitutes, did you?
AKA geek-io.com.
There you go. this one's about 1:03, but I do feel this one's pretty great. I added a little bit into this clip that wasn't originally in here. I call this one the Mobster's Shootout.
What's the problem?
It smells like fish in here.
What is that? What was that? Some sort of signal? Huh?
Oh,
is that
God,
a signal? No. You wearing a wire?
No. It really does smell like fish in here.
You're a damn cop, ain't you? That's it.
Show these guys what we do to cops. Say hello to the devil for me.
We need to make it down after we burn.
Other two are in the other room holding the fish too, and they just stand there going, "What the what?"
My favorite part of the movie, by the way.
Yeah, like same. You don't see anything. You don't see anything. You hear like all these audio inflections and stuff. It almost sounds like something that'd be like written from like the mind and genius of like Weird Al. It's so great.
It's a great audio gag. And then they walk out, and the room's destroyed, and there's just these squishing sounds as they walk.
Yeah.
You never really
see. And the guy comes in, "Oh my god, I didn't expect you to be doing this. Hey, can we get paid now?"
can you pay us now? And...
let's see here. I call this next one. Well,
it's a made-up world.
The title in this one pretty much says it for itself, but this one's also pretty good. I did add a little bit extra on because I didn't want it to just be Norm, but this is also a great clip.
I've never seen so many dead hookers in all my life.
Lord knows I have.
I don't know who that guy is, but I've seen him in a couple other films. Guy's great.
He's in like every Adam Sandler movie. Like his,
yeah, I don't know if necessarily comedy is like his shtick or his main thing, but guy's awesome. Even for just a little bit parts he plays. This is so I got two clips back to back here. Norm in the movie, for people who probably haven't seen the movie, I highly suggest you do check this out since we're reviewing it here on the network. He takes a little tape recorder and he makes these kind of personal notes to himself. So I've got two of these back to back.
Hey, look, Pops, I gotta tell you something.
What?
I've made up my mind. I'm going to tell Sam.
Oh, or what? Not! Ah! Note to self. Forget about fathering children.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. The note to self part was at the end. I didn't realize that on that clip. I was like, when's it coming? It was at the end, so that was my fault. Let's see here, this one. Yeah, this one's pretty funny.
Note to self. Making love to blow up doll, not as good as advertised.
Mm-hmm. And then this one I accidentally played earlier, and I got in trouble from CJ about a bit. Now we're playing clips, so it's okay.
Hey, I'm going to kill you, asshole!
Sam, are you pissing off the side of the building?
Sort of.
Again, how do you sort of piss off a building?
It's just an American saying. Thing. You wouldn't understand.
You wouldn't understand.
Obviously, somebody forgot to teach him how to aim.
Well, what if you just aim really bad and hit the side of the building and it drips down?
Drips down. Anyway.
I think we're overthinking that gag way too much.
Yeah.
And then, let's see here. This one's also going to my permanent soundboard as well.
And this requires no sex. No sex at all.
Which I'm surprised that the hookers would sign up for, by the way.
Like, come on, man. Trainings, they require sex all the time. Are you kidding me? This one's a good one.
Yeah, well, things could be worse, you know. I could have got my nose bit off by a Saigon whore.
You bastard!
Bastard!
And then the part that we were pretty much all discussing earlier about Adam Sandler and blah, 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 and yeah.
We eat the pig and then together we burn!
Talking about
seeing. Come with me! You belong with me! Burn! Burn!
I'm fairly sure they have a cream for that now.
I'm just saying.
They have a cream for Gary Coleman? What?
Oh my.
Yeah, it's more of a mortality.
It's an ointment you have to rub on in small places.
Oh my gosh. Oh. Gone.
Too soon.
And then this one's going on my permanent soundboard along with... this one's going on my permanent soundboard along with the
shush
type of thing that we do all the time on the show. So this one's also in order to keep people in track.
Okay, settle down, prostitutes.
That's right. then I've got the plot of the movie, which is actually right here.
You see, there is a way I can get his name bumped to the top of the list, and he can get his heart.
How?
If you pay me $50,000.
Did you say $50,000?
No. I whispered $50,000, and I needed it in 2 weeks. Look, this is awful, but I've given these bookies practically everything I have.
And then...
And his slight deterioration as well.
Yeah. And then I had to really do a lot of editing work on this. This is great. 14.4 seconds of work here. Let me know what you guys think.
In fact, right now all three of us are going out for popcorn. Okay, Spunky, you can come too.
Hey, I think he's going to thumb up that dog's ass.
Telling you he's doing that dog.
Why don't you just get the cops?
I mean, Mitch, doesn't it seem like, by the way, you're right, he's definitely doing that dog.
He's totally got that thumb up that dog's ass. I mean, I'm just saying.
I hate your lines so much.
Aww.
So, all right.
Well, oh, we're, wait, we're two actually... more.
Okay.
Two more, I'm sorry. And then Time to Pay the Fiddler, because it's another, well, Chris Farley thing, and CJ likes Chris Farley, so we all miss him dearly.
Wake up, slut! Time to pay the fiddler, whore! Wake up, slut!
Yeah, the wake up, slut part, that's totally going on my soundboard permanently.
Wake up, slut!
I want that as my alarm tone.
Wake up, slut!
Dale's on fire tonight. What the hell?
Wow. Well played,
this movie
sir.
This truly brought
I'm
out the best
loving
deal.
This.
Note to self, have Wake Up Slut is my alarm clock for tomorrow morning before going to work.
Siri, can you set an alarm for 7 a.m. and use the Wake Up Slut alarm tone as I hold up my cell phone?
Yeah, you said.
I want that to be the ringtone that I have that goes off in the middle of my leadership meeting come tomorrow morning.
Set a reminder for...
Wake up, slut!
Hey,
I'm
going to
set that as
room,
JD's ringtone whenever he calls me.
If you could leave the room, please.
Mr. DePew!
Yeah.
Mr. DePew!
All right, since Adam is... MIA, I think he might have child aggro. That's probably what happened.
Yeah.
That's what happens when parents suddenly disappear, is because their kids are awake.
Oh, yeah.
No,
usually.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, that's what Gio did the night when the storm hit. Oh, God, Dad, come get me.
Yeah, and then if you're in the middle of something, you just disappear for a while. Yep. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and keto this out. Go ahead.
Speaking of waking up slots.
I just got reminded that I'm wearing giant headphones and I can't hear the baby monitor. Whoops.
Doesn't have the little blinking lights?
Yeah, it's behind a pillow.
well, that's a good place for it to be.
That's an amazing place for it.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway. Tito's away.
Tito rating. This is where we give it a 1 through 10, or a 0 through 10. Half points are allowed, as long as you can justify which half of the train you're going to give to it. JD, what is your Tito rating for Dirty Work?
Based off of the old nostalgia, without having it on my show, I would say, I'd give it a 5. You know, I enjoyed it back then. Do I think that it was the most well-scripted, performed piece of artwork to hit, American culture? No. But I had a good time watching it. There's worse things that come on TV that I will, not watch to watch this, if that makes sense.
Budlong, what the hell are you doing?
What are you doing?
That was on accident. Sorry.
All right. Azevedo, your dirty pleasure, guilty pleasure. What Tito rating are you giving this?
All right, so I already love this movie, and I've watched it many times. And watching it again, it still made me laugh, and I had a really good time. So I'm giving it an 8.
Damn.
Yes.
Whoa. All right.
I am, because it made me laugh all these years
Dale.
Later. I'm going to go with a 7.5.
Holy cow.
Probably because it's more of a...
Okay.
Yes, and yes, it's probably the time that I did watch it, which is at 8 in the morning, which is probably not the ideal time to watch any movie at all. Yeah, I know. I knew my rating was going to be a surprise. Mainly because it was it was just fun. It was just that teenager in me that's the teenage humor that just, you know, hit me.
Wait. The teenager in you. Hold on. Did you have a birthday?
My immature teenager in me.
The adult side likes
side.
The frosted side says I like the kid in me.
Exactly.
Jared Francisco Budlong.
Yeah.
You didn't know Francisco.
My middle name's not Francisco. I just responded anyway. No, I've had a really busy week. We're moving in 3 days, and I did not have time to watch this movie. I apologize.
Whoa. Have you done any research for our show?
No, sure haven't.
You, Jesus Christ.
Wow. I am disappointed.
I still have access to the movie through completely legal means, and I will eventually watch it.
Redbox streaming.
Redbox instant streaming.
That is correct. Redbox instant
YouTube
streaming.
YouTube that shit!
All right, John.
No, we're Redbox instant streaming it.
Redbox instant streaming. It's totally legal.
I know for a fact that Budlong and CG are going to hate me for this, but I think Jared might actually agree with me on this. I have to give this one a 10.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny, but there's a lot of flaws in this movie. That is
there may be some flaws, but this is kind of one of those comedy films or whatever that I would put like right next to UHF. It's got a ton of nostalgia.
Slater.
All right.
Shall I do my young one how to award trainees?
Slater, I have to warn you, 3 hits for points for going against the group on this one.
Yeah, really. All right, I'm going to...
I agree. So you get a PBR and some jeans that are too small. So have a good day.
Can I swap out that PBR for like a Cosmo or something?
No.
Actually, you know, whoa, hold on.
You lose extra points.
Hold on. No, if you swap it out for a Cosmo, not only do your
you get a princess
points
point,
go
though.
Up, but you get Metro points now too.
Hey guys,
Cosmo. I go for it.
We lost. I can't speak.
Autumn.
I blame JD.
We lost Audible.
We lost Adam because of a power outage. Evidently, Florida has the best weather. So,
where's he at in Florida?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to? I don't know if I'm allowed to say that or not. He's near me.
No.
You know what happened? The storm that just came through.
Okay, he's in the panhandle then, so that doesn't count.
Yeah.
He's near us, and the thing that JD was talking about earlier in the pre-show probably just hit him and took out his power.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So somehow Alabama has better infrastructure than Florida, but whatever, we'll leave that alone.
It's because our people are overweight and can't afford to not have.
Okay, it's Panhandle Florida as opposed to Penis Edge Florida, so it's a completely different thing.
Whoa. Right.
I have speaking of never found a penis hangs.
I am going to give this movie as many trannies as I laughed during it. So I'm going to give this movie 3.5 trannies.
How can you laugh half a time?
I went
ha.
Nice.
Yeah, I went ha.
It's actually a little higher than I was expecting, so I'll accept that.
Chris Farley really amped up this movie's points for me. Like, seriously.
Yes. It made me miss Chris Farley so bad.
That's exactly it. Like, pretty much all 3.5 of those points really was just how much I love Chris Farley and how well he was used in this movie. That's pretty much, like, and there were some funny parts, but, like, for the most part, I laughed more at this than I did Anchorman.
Wow.
Really?
Really. I fucking hate Anchorman.
Wow.
So, yeah.
But this is very similar to Anchorman. Like I said earlier, it's a bunch of small, funny parts that are fun to quote, strung together with a really weak, overarching plot.
We'll get into... We can discuss, like, Will Ferrell movies at a different time. So,
Will Ferrell, Mom?
No, God, no.
No.
I almost killed myself during Video Game Month. We're not doing Will Ferrell
Month. Is it Pauly Shore Month? Come on. It's
not as... No, don't even compare the two.
You like Pauly Shore more than Will Ferrell? Did I just get that?
Yes. Oh, God, yes. All right, so we're going to go ahead and wrap this up.
Wow, you just silenced JD. That's
impressive. We may have lost JD.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and,
speechless.
We're going to go ahead and wrap this up. You can get Adam, because he was here for 2 minutes, his show at startselect.net. JD, we'll talk about later. You can reach the show at our Twitter at twitter.com/geekioshow, our website, which has every show, notes, and more at geek-io.com. And you can contact us directly at feedback@geek-io.com. Rachel, well, I didn't tell you who we have coming on next week, so we're going to continue on with our Geek.io family/AWPA family, and unless he says otherwise... which may happen at the last minute like you did last time, we're going to have Jose Castillo from the A Wild Podcast appears on.
Opa.
Aww,
are we doing the Ranch Interview thing next week, too?
No. It should be on this one anyway. It should be on next week's stuff.
Yeah.
It was. Someone put it there.
Weird.
All right. Didn't. Wasn't me.
He doesn't have the notes open.
I don't have docs.
Jared.
We are currently surveying our listeners to listen more, to learn more about you. Please take a few minutes to go to our website and click on the survey link found in the show notes for each episode. Thanks.
Thank you. We are a proud member of not necessarily... No, I'm not going to read this on this show. Never mind.
Just kidding. Just kidding, everybody.
Just kidding.
Whoa.
And because I completely closed down my Sam, I don't have my awesome music bumper like I'd like to put on. Why do I have an echo suddenly?
Because you suck.
Oh.
And because I'm not muted.
Oh.
Look at that.
So, Geek.io Movie Smackdown. This is a huge week for the Smackdown. Yes. Grown Ups 2 has blasted Azevedo into third place. Grown Ups is currently the best valued movie at $10.6 million. It ends its 2-week run this Friday.
Holy crap. 10?
$10 million.
Holy moly. I knew that was a good buy, but I didn't know it was that good of a buy.
I'm not even bring up my name because I think I'm officially withdrawing my hat from this.
No, you're not. Anymore. I am.
No, you have to write. You have to write it out, CJ.
No, I think I officially relinquish my hat.
Listen here, Puss in Boots. You're gonna fucking stay in because I will beat at least you.
Whoa, damn.
Wolverine's gonna pull in like $3 for me next week.
Oh, that movie's gonna suck so bad. Oh, hey, Rachel, that's another one.
You say meeting for after the show. The plan.
Like. I should like Wolverine, but I fucking hate that movie with a passion, so much so where it makes me hate Hugh Jackman.
Turo is currently the worst opening weekend value for in the SmackDown. Really? Even beating...
Even beating Epic. And Lone Ranger.
Even beating Lone Ranger and Epic, only earning Dale $1.9 million. Yeah. So Cars with Snails has failed more epically than Epic. Woohoo! I don't feel so bad.
It's not over yet.
That's why I put that in there, to make you feel better.
The leaderboard stands in first place, still leading the pack at $26.5 million. Jared, he's going to win the Summer's Movie Smackdown, Bud Long.
You not over yet.
Second place, Dale Campbell at $17.4 million. In third place, Jared Azevedo at $15.0 million.
Woo-hoo.
You lose!
God damn it! Slater at $12 million.
You lose!
Rachel at $11.8 million, and I'm not even mentioning how much money I have.
8.2.
Claimed by Golf Rules this whole time, so he's technically winning with 8.2 million.
Yep.
I'm gonna win the winter.
No, you're not.
I'm gonna win the winter one. All right, coming up this week on Geek.io, no Dunellen, Colorado this week, which is a shame. Dale.
Hello, everyone. This is where I talk.
And you listen.
Dale Campbell.
You listen to me, young whippersnappers. All right. So, this week will be the season... Are you right there, Budlong? All right. This week will be the season 4 finale. I can't even keep track of my own shows. Season 3 finale. Season 3 finale of
Neither
TMS
can the Trek Nerd. It's fine.
Season 3 finale of TMS Flashback. But don't worry, due to popular demand in the straw poll, thank you for everyone who participated, there will be a season 4.
Four.
Anyway.
I win here and I win there.
Thank you. Something. We will be taking a month off, and it'll be premiering on the 1st of September.
What?
1st of September.
Woo! I voted. I love TMS Flashback.
It is. It's awesome to put together. Oh, also, by the way, one more thing. It'll be moving to every 2 weeks because I just don't have 4 hours every week to put that together.
Fair enough. Today, Musical Theater returns this weekend with a double special as they cover the Emmy Awards, Dreamgirls being canceled, the 34th Billy Elliot and Mole. What's so special about the 34th Billy Elliot?
He is the youngest Billy Elliot ever to join the cast. Sorry.
I suppose you should listen to Today in Musical Theater and find out.
Hey, this just in. Adam shot us a tweet and said that he gives it a 7.
All right.
He said, nice. I'm going to go with 7. I'm confused, and I hope that's okay with that scale. Or that's with the right scale. So, 7, sure.
Now I've got to fix the averages. Damn it.
There's going to be a Comic Geek I.O. sometime during the day tomorrow. Pay attention to Geek I.O. Show Twitter to figure out when, with PJ Stanton and myself, and maybe Slater. Maybe. There's going to be a Disney Geek I.O. this Sunday. There's some big stuff coming up next month on Disney Geek I.O. It's like huge, big, big, big stuff. I am totally tugging a boat here, but it's going to be awesome. There's a new How It Stacks out, which is...
Dun, dun, dun. Is that my turn? Yay! Yes. Goosebumps. We stacked Goosebumps, man. We went back and read a bunch of the books, watched some of the TV shows, and dedicated one of our beloved episodes to it. And we had a good time doing it. And, yeah, so check it out.
Nice. By the way, just for audio listeners, don't turn off the podcast immediately after the end of the music. There is more, so don't do I did and immediately turn it off. There is more.
What's so funny about that episode was we go into it and we're like, oh, this is just, we'll probably be done like 45 minutes on this one. And then an hour and 30 minutes later, we're still recording about Goosebumps. So it actually, it's crazy because I think one of the biggest draws to that episode for a lot of people right now has been we actually compare the Harry Potter craze to the Goosebumps craze, and we had a nice little like really good discussion about which one was actually larger. Was it the one without social networking or the one with social networking? Which one was the bigger one? And it turned out to be a really good conversation. And then I got to make fun of Gabe about how he doesn't have any social networking skills.
It's all done with his beard. Just get his beard on Twitter. Millions of followers.
Oh my God, his beard is glorious.
That would be more than comical to me.
We could already do that. Let's just create a free account. It'll be great.
Dude, we should just do a beard account. Yeah, like that's a great idea. But Yeah, so Goosebumps is the new episode. We released it Tuesday. We're currently researching the Steven Seagal's debut to Under Siege right now. So that's gonna Seagal's earlier stuff, and then you know, we have a really really big epic that I don't know if everybody wants to reveal yet, but you know, anyway, just to hype the show, Power Rangers is what we're gonna close the month out with. Since it's,
oh snap.
Have CJ on that one.
Yeah, it's their 20-year anniversary this August, and we went ahead and decided we were going to do some of it. So it's going to be massive.
What else turns 20 this year, guys? Magic the Gathering. What?
Yes, I know. It's scary.
We should actually get together and do a game of that for the show. That would be awesome.
Hell yeah, dude. All right, and BGM just released its special on the 3DS Epic Crossover Strategy RPG, Project X Zone. Sakani is a huge fan of that game and decided to dedicate an entire show to the characters that are in that. Now, that's one of those games.
No, it's
that shows like everybody from every universe into one game and makes it.
Oh fun. My God, my brother told me about that game. It's like.
And you have like. Have you Ryu from Street Fighter and like. Fei Fong Long from Xenogears. And like Morgana from Darksiders, and everybody like that shoved into one game, kind of like the Trinity universe and stuff like that they did on PlayStation 3.
Dude, there was a really badass little Game Boy Advance game that got made for America that Japan just made it amazing. I think it's like Super Robot Tyson, which takes like every giant mech franchise and throws it into one title, and it is fucking amazing. It's so good.
All right. Rachel. I agree with you, but we're time budgeting.
No, I know. I love your face.
Bye.
Do you think we could be sounding or looking better? Go on over to geek.io/tipjar to donate some of that much needed geek love to the show. And if you donate $5 or more to the cause, we'll give you a shout out and read anything. Anything. That you want us to read at the top of the show. Helps give you a plug, or if you just want to be silly, it keeps the lights on here at the show.
You can hear us on Stitcher Radio as well as iTunes. Please leave us a review on iTunes. We'll be happy to read that on the show. And still, I believe Sexy Nachos has the best name and most recent comment, so somebody needs to dethrone him or her.
Well, first of all, with a name like Sexy Nachos, I don't think it's happening, Chief.
Dude, you have to go see the spelling. It's great. Go look in iTunes on the spelling. It's inventive. I liked it.
It is amazing. All right, folks. Anything else? Any other final words of thought? Thoughts of words? Or anything?
Thoughts of words.
No matter what happens, there is always beer.
Sex with blow-up dolls. Not as good as advertised.
I will say this. I should probably find some ass cream for that giant ass wart I have.
I find that aunt. CJ thinking that Storm could hurt Thor and that Pauly Shore is better than Will Ferrell is just as fucking disturbing as it can awesome possibly be.
All right, folks. Nice. We will catch you next week. Keep calm and geek out, folks. Bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to a part of the Geek.io Podcast Network.
Loud noises!
Copyright 2013.
Visit us at geek-io.com for all of our great shows.
The pressure is building slowly, inexorably inside me. Oh my.
Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's bad for you. Go figure out how it works.
I want to get out of here. I want to leave this place right now.
I want Dale's hat.